grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
Immaculate Heart of Mary,
pray for us.
Saints Perpetua and Felicity,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Remember, as you make your first Saturday today, that part of it is the 15 minutes of meditation, and that is aside from the meditation that you make during the rosary. And on these days, a sermon counts as part of that meditation. And today we think about the fifth sorrowful mystery, and Our Lady, how firmly planted she stood at the foot of the cross as she watched her Son and her God suffer so violently. They say that Satan used a woman to bring down mankind, but God used a woman to restore mankind. Satan used the first Eve, and God used the second Eve, Our Lady. Now, we turn, though, for a moment to our saints of today, Saints Perpetua and Felicity. In my opinion, some of the greatest saints among the early martyrs of our church history. Saint John Chrysostom, one of the church fathers, says that what was most humiliating to Satan was that these two women defeated him. He could do nothing against them. And that, to Saint John Chrysostom, was what made these saints so great. They, like Our Lady, stood firm, courageous, and full of fortitude in the midst of the greatest of sufferings. Felicity, if you remember from, if you've ever read of their life, Felicity was a young woman. She was in the eighth month of her pregnancy. And she had been captured along with Perpetua and a number of other Christians to be put to death. Well, as they were on the scaffold, the platform, and each one of them had to make his profession of faith, they all made it joyfully. But Felicity, since she was in her eighth month of pregnancy, would not be permitted to be put to death. And that was the one thing that she feared most, that she would not have the opportunity to become a martyr for Christ. So she and her companions prayed that Felicity might have her baby so that the next day they could all die together for the sake of Christ. She gave birth, and she was permitted then to die as a martyr the next day. But Saint Perpetua, she's an interesting character. She was only 22 years old, and her acts are actually still in existence. You can read them. It is like her diary as she was suffering through all of this. And then right before she was taken off to the place of execution, she handed it over to someone else along with a pen and said, "Now you finish writing these acts." So it is actually a first-hand account of what happened. And you can read it in I believe, Butler's Lives of the Saints and in other places. You can read it. You can read the first-hand account. But Saint Perpetua, she was just 22 years old. She had a young infant in arms. And when she was taken away, she suffered very human things. That's what's great about the saints. And you have to look for it. And you'll always see it when you read about the saints. They suffer very human things. She wrote that when she was taken into prison, what frightened her most was the dark. She said she had never seen such darkness before, and she suffered very much on account of the darkness. Then that scared her more than just about anything else. But then she suffered from the family ties. Her father would often visit her when she was in prison, and he would say, "Have mercy on me, your father. Don't become Christian and then die. We need you." And every time she would have to profess, "I am a Christian first. I am a child of God before I'm your own child." And then when that didn't work, then imagine this. The father brought Perpetua's little infant to the prison and said, "Perpetua, have mercy on your child. Your child still needs to eat and to live. But if you go away, what will happen to your child?" And it said that this, she says that this cost her very much. She suffered agonizingly over this, for she loved her father and her child so very much. But she knew that she had to love Christ more than them. And so she made the sacrifice. And on that final day, when her turn came to make the final profession of her faith and be condemned to death, again, the child was brought. One last effort by the father. And still she says, "I am a Christian, and I will die for my God." They were taken off, and they suffered in the amphitheater. Perpetua and Felicity, they say, suffered from a savage cow, is the way they put it. And so the cow charged at them, and it says it knocked Perpetua clean into the air. When she landed, and this is an interesting part, another human part too, she said, it says that when she landed, her first thought was, she noticed that the cow had ripped a little bit of the side of her dress. So the first thing was that she fixed that out of modesty. And the second thing was that she noticed it had messed up her hair. And so she fixed her hair. The reason being that, of course, her thought was that it is not becoming someone who has the dignity of a Christian dying for Christ, that she should show any pain. And that's really why she fixed her hair. But then she went on and she suffered. At the end, what happened? Well, they were all brought after they suffered various tortures. One of them died from his wounds early, but the rest of them, after they had been tortured by leopards and bears and different animals, boars, maybe some other ones, then they were taken to be beheaded. And they never made a sound of suffering, except for Perpetua. They say that when the executioner was a new one, and when he tried to pierce her through the ribs, it didn't go all the way. And so she let out a very soft moan, and then she calmly lifts the blade of the young man to her throat and says, "This is the place you want to go." And then that's how she died, a martyr of Christ. These are three women of great courage that we have today, our Blessed Lady, Saints Perpetua and Felicity. How are you doing during Lent again with your sacrifices? Because truly, it's the small things, the small sacrifices that give you the strength and the courage to be able to suffer the bigger things, when should those things ever come. And we might be living in days when martyrs again make their appearance. You never know. So it's important to train yourself, because our spirit, the age that we live in, has totally lost that spirit of sacrifice. Our Catholics have become soft, and we need to learn it again. We learn it from these holy martyrs. But if you have failed so far in this Lent, and I'm sure all of us have had some little failure, remember the gospel at the end of today's Mass, the prodigal son. Go back to your heavenly Father. He waits there with open arms. But go to your mother first, the mother who stood so firmly at the foot of the cross. She'll share with you her strength and her fortitude and lead you to the Father, who in turn will lead you to heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.